Hello, hi. Welcome to your favorite Makoti podcast, Makoti and Bean. I'm your host, your resident Makoti, Sia Ting. Today I have a special treat for you. I'm just excited just thinking about it. The ladies we have today are super special and they're talking about a topic that's very important. We're talking about friendships and marriage. You know when you get married, abo mama badala. They will yell at my coach. I don't know what it is in English. I keep telling you guys, English fails us as a language. In isiXhosa, it is called ukuyala umakoti. When umakoti comes into the family, the in-laws will tell her how to be a good bride or a good makoti. So what happens then, one of the things that women are often told is that in order to be a good makoti, you must discard your old friends. You can't be friends with unmarried people because they want to influence you. Today, we are joined by two amazing ladies who are going to be talking about this very important topic. We're joined by Muhletela and we're also joined by Puleng March. Now, Puleng has been married for 16 years. She's also the founder of Makoti Nkosini. She has a show on a channel I will not mention. It's called Abazenzini. And Muhle is her friend and she is unmarried. Together, they'll be talking to us about marriage and friendships. Ladies, Ninjani. I'm so happy to have you guys on the couch with us today. So, let's start with you, Puleng. Married for 16 years. Were you ever told in Jokmana, Sisi, and morning alone, you can't have unmarried friends because they will influence you? I think that the general thing is that they think, the elders think, when you have a problem in your marriage and you tell your unmarried friend, she'll say, Kwaya told me. That's I think that's what the elders think your unmarried friends are going to say. Mm-hmm. So when you got married, was there ever such a conversation with your the elders?
Oh yes. I remember every time I explained my journey and how I got to start the movement. I call it a movement. I think it actually even started before Gikala. I might not even said that. But with your bridal showers, yes, labuyayala. So many people are there. They will loan ushokwa kena loana show in. Abanye bazoshiya into engizithandayo, right? I was okay, I agree with you, this is what I will do. And there were those who were saying ukuthi a man is a dog, into his agenda, and there were those who were saying, you cut your friends now, Sesi. You now and I remember sitting there at one point, I was like, but I have good friends. I think I chose well with my friends. And I thought because Nishad the better singing Dalanyana in my 2018. So I really knew Guti. No, but I have good friends. I think I can trust them. And another thing, I knew Guti mina, I know who I am. Go this way. I know if it's the wrong way, I won't go that way. So Nama was once advised to cut my friends, but it was, I think, yeah, I like him, but I have good friends. So I think I will stick with those, and those who are wrong for me, I'm not going to say, I'm not going with this one. So we had those conversations.
And how long have you guys been married?
How long have you guys been friends?
Yo, I was in Joyous for 6 years. I think in 3 years in Joyous we started being friends, right?
I don't know, but it's been... Why? Who shall I tell in this friendship? Do you even remember?
It just happened.
And Muhle, you're not married. Besides Puleng, do you have any other married friends?
Yes. In fact, I think out of all my friends, only one is not married.
Okay.
So all my friends are married. You know, we grow up as friends, and we have dreams and whatever, and obviously people move on and they get married, you know. But I've been pretty fortunate that as much as bebayala ukuthi hey ungawokini abafuna bangani abangashadanga and whatever, I've managed to keep most of my friends and they're married. So a lot of them actually married, yeah.
And as an unmarried woman, how do you feel when you sense that distance, Nyana? Because obviously we know things are gonna change, because now my friend isn't always available because she's got to do things with the husband or with the kids. So how do you feel when on the outside?
outside as the unmarried friend, mm-hmm. When you sense by something?
I think with me it's very, very different. I think, you know, you think about the married life and how much it demands from a person. So I've never really, as much as I would feel, or like, okay, example, we decide to do a trip or whatever, and then all of a sudden it can't happen because obviously husband said no, or husband had other plans or whatever the case may be. I've always given room for that in my life and in my heart, because I know that's going to happen. And I also imagine, Guti, if I was in the same shoe, how would I want my friend to react in this very moment? So I think I've been fortunate enough that's something that I've made room for at a very young age, to say, okay, if my friend can't make it because of marriage, it's okay. Yeah.
Okay. And let's talk about the pressure that's on you as Makoti to behave a certain way. I get it now, even your dress code changes, you dress a certain way, you can't wear this, you can't wear that. So talk to us about that pressure in terms of even when you're out with your friends, do you feel, okay, now I must do certain things, I must not do certain things because now I'm a married woman.
The pressure you're not even a partner, but for me, Zokulmela, I mean, I think I'm a different, like a different kind of Makoti. Because, like I'm going to say, I'm a person in my talent.
Okay.
You know, where because whenever people is colored, they love. Because colored in the English.
It's colored.
And I
like Vittori. So also,
yes. So I really didn't have to change my way of dressing. You know, I still wear my pants when I go to Babazala, and I go the sisters-in-law, I'm still myself, you understand? So there wasn't a lot of change. And behavior as well, because I married my best friend. Mm. So you know, everything, yeah, me just, even our friends, my friends are his friends. His friends are my friends. So so most of the time, actually, he was out to Kiti, I was in Kumbule, you know, or sometimes even Itabati, I was in Kumbule. But I'm not going to be, but it just happened to Venoko Venoa. You know, even when I came to Joyous, Masana Nobuse, who some sort of way understood my lifestyle, with Ubusaka, fucking the pleasure, you what's up. You know, she man phone in a man's opinion after 5 years. All right, because this lady is cool as a bandwad, you know. So I think I was very fortunate, but I will always also be honest with you. I had a couple of friends who just withdrew from me because thinking would say, I should imagine now we are running away. But every time I go back to Kimberley, I go and visit them. So that's what I'm feeling. So Shadil, imagine it is so. I'm still the same pulling. But you need also to understand that's corner, must be in corner, sibe happy song. So and it was just the thing you would say. I was blessed with friends of understanding. I had 90 got to understand the good manji. If it's cancer, it's cancer, if it's cancer, it's cancer.
So let's talk about friendship and that very special bond that we have as a sisterhood. You know your girls, eh? You know, you also know. So there's that special bond you have with your girls. You know that you can cry on their shoulder, you can, when there's something exciting, when there's something sad, whatever's happening in your life, we have our friends. As much as the husbands are best friends, but the friends, you know, there are things you don't talk about. He doesn't really care about. He doesn't care about your nail color.
Mm-hmm.
He really doesn't care. Husbands are our best friends, but really they don't care about your nail color and whether it goes with your skin tone and those kind of things. Mm-hmm. So, can you talk about the special sisterhood that you develop as friends that you can't just simply break because you are now married?
I think everybody has a life. I don't know how to put it without sounding, you know. But everybody has a life. You have your work life, you have your friends, you have your mother life, you have your married life, you have your church life, you have your work life, whatever the case may be. And I think it's very important that we put things into compartments. everywhere where we are. Né? So what usually happens with us, you know, is that, you know, she'll do her pulling, her makoti nkosini, her mothering, her wifing, all of these things, you know, her brand and all of these things. But we have our own time that we spend together, whether it be a lunch or a dinner or whatever, an outing, whatever the case may be. Or a very, very long video call.
Video call.
we love video calls.
Yeah, video call and be there and talk about anything and anything and everything, you know. So I think the challenge becomes when, you know, when I want my life to overrule your life. Yeah. You get me? When I want this friendship life to then be happening every single day, every 2 minutes, and forget that you have life. You have your life. You know, you have to go to work. At work, you have to give 100%. When you have to be a wife, as a wife, you have to give 100%. You're a mother, and all of those things. So I think it's both sides. I shouldn't be demanding that, you know, that same attention that we had when we were in high school or when we were in tertiary. And also, you also should not demand that from me, assuming that because I am not married,
no,
then,
I'm not your way.
Then I'm wrong.
Please, you must be available at the drop of a hat.
No, you see
what I mean?
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
Because you're not married, it's like, I'm not a unam siblings. Like, you don't have a life.
Yeah.
No, you shouldn't
expect. You don't have any responsibility.
Exactly. You shouldn't expect. You shouldn't be like that friend. As much as Nami, you expect me to be the friend that says, understands what you're married or whatever. And if I don't find you, you know, it's okay. I can call you later or leave a message or whatever the case may be. So I think on both sides, there's a bit of maturing that needs to happen and understanding good umuntu unelife. Umuntu unelife. They've got things to do. And as much as I love you, you're not in my mind 24/7. And that's the truth.
No, that's very true.
And so true. Hmm. And what we also do, like, the last conversation we had, I think I fought with them.
Kinda.
At Zulba, now you let dinner.
You have to.
By force, by fire. So we try to force those dinners to happen because the year was busy. Mm. But even if it's just an hour to spend, but you also need someone who understands that.
If it doesn't happen, it's not a train smash.
It's not a train smash. Mm. I've had people, like even family friends and families, but who would think who because now you didn't respond in like it was kind. You know, you didn't want you're not on WhatsApp. I just sit down and check what cat and I say, who can any life in there?
Evaluation
demo. Yeah, you understand? And then mean I got to go there and ended up Nabobus. And I'm okay with that because I feel like Obobuse they understand which I can do before manage opis we are peg. You know,
when's the homework?
When's the homework? You understand? No pressures. It's a pretty easy guy. Ubu saying I'm phoning up. Now I'm like after 10 years. Now it's good. Okay, Upis, we have worship camp. Or Upis, we have fundi. Says call any. We say son to any. I understand. I don't take it personal. Mustasi sangana. No beef. Si achete sana na lapo. Good. I'll pay duty.
It's okay.
I would tell my justice obulala na for that. You know. And I think you get to a point, Lawan. But in your writing a lot because we understand each other. Labayana kubhlungu, but I understand them, so it's better when they are not in our lives because
And I think another thing is that we need to, an emergency to you is not an emergency to me.
Yeah.
It's wrong, but it's true. Because we are not at the same place in life. You understand? I might call you and like, friend, I need you. You know, I need to talk. You know, I'm going through whatever. I just need that coffee and whatever. And they go, wish. And then this was Captain Trump, the boyfriend. You understand? And then, yeah, she drops that in thinking, what now? I'm actually at the railway station and I'm about to commit suicide. Boyfriend, even then she then drops that, which on the scale literally like kuyagula. Do you understand? To be with me. And then when she's not, then I feel like she's absent. I think I don't know if you get me. An emergency to you might not be an emergency to me. And I'm not talking about big emergencies. I mean, if you say to me, friend, I just had an accident or whatever, that's an emergency.
Yeah.
Or my mother just died or whatever. Those are understandable.
Levels.
But I think sometimes, as I said earlier, a bit of maturity on both ends to say, no, but life is different, you know.
Yeah.
What you are going through now, and I'm gonna be there as a friend to listen, to cry with you, but I might not be there when you want me there, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Let's
pretend she's not here. Let's
mm-hmm.
build an imaginary wall.
Okay.
Do they irritate you, your married friends, when they, my husband this, my husband, me and him said we must talk to this, my husband said this, do they annoy you, come on, ish, these husbands?
Yeah. Ikona leyonto, ne? Ikona in this sense, ne? Ikona ukuthi, sometimes you feel like you don't have a friend. I don't know if you understand. I mean, it's like, you know, the Bible says the two shall become one, and it's okay, you know. But then, if I irritating when you're sitting with somebody, but you feel like I'm not sitting with her alone, like I'm sitting.
Okay,
you understand that? And look, I think there are situations where you're like, okay, I get it, because if the people are one, they think together, they do things together. But if I call a little bit, okay, who am I talking to now? Now you need to filter. Is this my friend? Is this the husband? And then you're just like, you know, it's like also example when you're like, I don't know if you've, okay, maybe you have or you have not, but as a single person, sometimes you experience, yo, friend, I think let's go out on a vacation or whatever, ne? And okay, yeah, I'll let you know if we can go.
Yeah.
Because obviously you understand the mood, you need to talk, the husband there, but you are even able to know, I need to ask my husband first. It's actually a no, but let me go ask my husband, but yeah, even let me go. But I used you, or not even tell him, but I used you. So when you're sitting there on the other side thinking, you know, that the man, she didn't want me to go with my friend on vacation, but it was her who didn't want to go, but she didn't want to disappoint me. Yeah, but so sometimes I can filter through, but okay, le.
As the married friends,
mm-hmm.
when it's always the kids when we have it, again, we hear
mm-hmm.
as
mm-hmm.
friends.
Mm-hmm.
We're finally forced now. We've had that dinner. We out as
mm-hmm.
girlfriends. We out. We're having this dinner, movies, and don't. But now we're here and talking about these husbands and children.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're like, but my friend, do you have those moments and you're like, but can we change the topic? It can't always be about the husband. It can't always be about the kids. I mean, your kids are cute.
Yeah,
I like them,
yeah.
But
well, okay, honestly, I have not really had a lot of those.
Okay.
Yeah, they talk about them and it's okay, but it's not like, it's not overwhelming,
okay.
It's not. So I can't say they've really overwhelmed me with that one.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's the previous one that
I also think with our meeting, for us as married women, sometimes you feel like, you, my kid is too full. You know, like, leave the husband and the kids
now.
Yes,
yeah.
I want to be wife now. I want to be girl.
Mm.
You know. So, and at that moment, you don't talk about Harvey. You don't talk about your children. It's about us. For us, even most of the time, it's about. So we find ourselves talking about joy, about music, about
mm-hmm.
you know, but nothing about the kids, nothing about the. Because for you as a wife as well, it's time for you and not be wife and not be mommy.
Mm-hmm.
You feel it as a girl for a moment,
you
know. So I think that's why you haven't had.
Is there pressure for you? And I was having a conversation with a friend of mine who's unmarried, and she said to me yesterday, "Friend, it's my daily prayer that may I never be so desperate for marriage that I grab the very first person
who says chat, even if he was saying chayero, but I thought he was saying chat.
Yeah.
Because of the desperation, because you see all your friends, they out with the hadis, they ban a vacation, and even you see Banam, even if she's struggling financially with something, the husband comes through and assists with something. Do you ever feel that Mish Bana ish Lina Gainya come to you?
I think yes, the pressure is there.
It's getting worse.
The pressure is getting worse. My TikTok is changing a little. But the pressure is getting worse. Yes, there is that pressure, and I think the pressure comes from everywhere. You know, when you're younger, the pressure is, you see it's there, like, okay, when I'm this age, I want to get married, you know. But once you start going over the 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, people are
looking at you funny now. Do we start a fasting session for Sister Bush?
What's happening, Sissy? Are you okay? You know, that's not planning. Like, and all of those. So, I think the pressure is not just on the friends, but the pressure is everywhere, you know? The pressure, of course, is not only because of people around you that are married. The pressure is life in itself. You know, we assume that at a certain age, you're supposed to have a car, you know, or your first job, or your house, or, you know, be married and having children. I think because you grow up in a systematic world, you know, that if you're 18, you're supposed to be around matric. You get what I mean? If you are 23, you're supposed to at least be having your first degree or whatever diploma. And, you know, so pressure is there. So once you get to a certain age, obviously there is the pressure of getting married and all of those things. So yes, I do have the pressure, but I think the one thing that God has given me now is this very strong backbone. So I don't have the pressure with anybody and everybody. I saw it. That one will never happen. I would rather remain single because forever is a long time. Forever is a long time. So I'm not going to apply for hardship. And this will apply for you, you understand? As much as there is the desire, you know, people ask me, when do you get married? I say, yesterday.
So the desire is real, and it's okay to have the desire.
Yes.
And talk to the single ladies. It's okay to want to be married.
Yes.
It's because a lot of ladies, want to pretend that we don't want to get married because of the pressure. Mm-hmm. So let's rather pretend like we don't want this thing. But it's okay to say you want it, but aiko.
It's okay to say I want it. Remember, the desire for marriage, it is not a personal desire. The desire for marriage is a God-given desire. It's God that places the desire of marriage and of companionship, going back to the Genesis covenant, Yabona, that a man leaves his family and cleaves to his wife. God looked at the man and said it is not good, and God created a helpmeet. So the desire for you to want to get married, it's not a selfish desire, it's not a personal desire, it's a godly desire, because God wants godly offspring, and godly offspring are only going to come from godly marriages. You understand? God is in the business of building his kingdom, and so the desire for that, the desire to be in a good marriage and get married and have children, it is a good desire. So you shouldn't feel like, people make you feel like you're not complete alone or whatever the case. That's not what you're saying. You know your life, you are doing well, but the desire is not personal. It is a God desire. It's God who places that desire. If God didn't want you to get married, he would have not placed the desire. We would be what we call a eunuch. Yabona, you don't desire to get married, you don't desire, in fact, nothing in your system moves, you know, hormone wise, there's nothing, you don't see any guy cute or whatever the case may be, that wouldn't be there if God did not give you the desire for marriage. So it's okay to desire it because it's a godly desire. He is the one who initiates the desire, you know, he's the one who puts it in you, he's the one who says, this is what I want you to desire, so that when you have it, you know, this is what I've been praying for. You know, it's amazing when you listen to people that we've been married for long and who married right, you know, they say, you know, I only discovered 10 years that I actually prayed for this man.
Oh, yeah.
Like this. Like, I'm still discovering the gift that he is. You understand? And that for me, those are the things that I'm like, wow, you know, you were not married, you were single, but you had an idea of what it is that you want. And now it's 20 years down the line, and you're like, Lord, I didn't know that you actually answered this prayer request. However, it was packaged, you know, differently, and I had to unpack it for the past 15 years. But yeah, this is the prayer. This is it, you know. So that can only be God. Yeah.
So friendship then doesn't have to take you away from your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take you away from your responsibilities as a wife and your duty as a wife or a mother. It, if anything, it can actually be an enhancer. Mm-hmm. It can be something that assists you because you're not doing life alone. You've got this sisterhood of women that you are with in your life. Talk to us about that, Greg.
You? Actually, when I said it all, I don't know what to say after that. But like, in my life for myself, I can say God has blessed me with amazing friends. Every day I realize, I really needed this woman in my life. They say the right things at the right time, all the time. You know, I sometimes feel like Mina emos are always ngezi dogin king, you know, because I have so much happening. And even from a voice, from the FaceTime thing is that
the video call.
The video call. I'll walk away from that light and thank God for them. So I would say, we need friends. Good friends.
Good friends.
And have good friends because you get to a point where you can see, these are not for me. These friends are not for me. These ones are for me. Stick with those who are there together. And for me, as Upule, I pray for my friends. It's good to have friends. Good friends, pray for your friends. I pray for mine. Mm-hmm. And also heaven open and now we're in Balapaya. You understand? Because God will put them there, they will be there, but it also needs you to be vigilant.
To be vigilant.
And also, is it important to have friends for different things?
When somebody is then now called your friend, it's somebody that you can trust, which I wanted to say earlier on, Guti, when you were talking about good friends, is that I, as a single person, in order for me to be a good friend, I must know which lines not to cross. So I think once you are a friend, then it means you can come into my home and I trust you. You understand? I trust you with my children. I trust you with that you don't have bad intentions. You know, you don't have a bad spirit. You know, and all of these things. You are just a pure person.
So when your friends who are married talk to you about things, do you ever think? Now talking about these things we encounter in life, we sometimes want to vent. You know, you vent, your boss is irritating you, you vent, your husband is irritating you. When those conversations then happen, do you then, as a married person, say, there are certain things I can only discuss with other married people, but I cannot, as much as I know Buhle is my friend, and I trust her and I love her, but because she's unmarried, I can't delve into this particular issue with her.
I just do Ubuntu and I level always. I was like, she's even inside my ministry. I got to get a child. You know, I handed over all Abamagoda Bangani Ubuntu. She runs for me. You understand? That's how the important thing feel good in Chemanga corner. So I don't feel like there's anything. Mangi to Vutiwe, she can even advise me and I was shouting at Dala Washat.
There was a time when she was scared to even listen to us masculine and sex.
Hey,
we talk about sex positions and stuff like that. Like, that's too much. Like, now she's.
You guys talk about that.
Yeah, but okay. So the reason being, that because I'm single, né, I felt that it's a topic like you asked. We're talking these years into you as a married person. You feel like this was a turn of bush. It was me who felt. And these are kunman and these are into me corner actually. Yeah, it was me. They were like kind of free and whatever, and I'll be like, you understand?
I don't want to hear that.
I don't want to hear that. You know, I don't know. Like, let's talk about apples, guys. Apples are green and they are
red
and then some are sweet, some are yeah. But okay, with the apple, but it tastes like
this is the one.
Yeah.
I feel like singer Tata Kofi.
Okay,
you know. I really feel like we could go on because now I'm starting to hear things that are okay. No, more conversations have been born from this conversation, and I feel like if you don't stop now, you won't get any work done today. You'll be watching this podcast the whole day, so let's not do that. Ladies, thank you so much.